We have a caller that has not identified themselves. Could you please do so?
RJ.
Thank you, Congressman Walker.
You're welcome. Good morning.
Good morning.
Shanda, can you hear me? Okay, Shanda, can you hear me? Shanna?
I can hear you.
Who said that?
Shanna.
Oh, you, okay.
We have a couple of unidentified callers on the line. Could you please identify yourselves?
Assistant Chiefs on 5634.
Thank you, Assistant Chief. Okay, Speaker, anytime you're ready, we're on.
You got everybody? Okay. I'd like to call the Osage Nation Congress to order. The time is 10:02 a.m. and it's September 8th, 2020. The first item on our agenda is prayer. Congressman Maker, Senator Wetzel.
It'd be an honor, Madam Speaker. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer. And talk to Wakanta. Kasuwa Kanta Jinke. Mapa de Shio Wikia, they are what they say. Do it say, Wajaji Nika Shi Yankaliapa. Mapa de Wanake Tali Kumbra. Wanake Pishi Wai. Okude Kumbra. Oku on Kokope. Kahike Kahike Owaka Kistoma Dakede Malapi Kumbra. Nunika si sinkazia paski huheka piinse wakanta o wakta. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for this beautiful day, and we're going to ask you to be here among us here and give us your wisdom and knowledge and courage to do the right thing for our people. We're going to ask you to bless all of our elders and our children and keep them safe from this sickness that's here, and keep all of our people safe from the sickness, and give them a good life, and help them if they're having a hard time. We've had people in grieving, and we've had deaths in our people. So take care of those our members that are grieving at this time, Heavenly Father. We want to ask you to also look after all the veterans and the people and all the service people that we have across the nation. And bless our leadership, our Kahika, Assistant Chief, Kahika Owaka, and this Kistomai, this our leadership here, Heavenly Father. Give us that wisdom that we need to do the right thing for our people. We ask this in your Son Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Next is roll call, please.
Congressman Big Horse?
Here.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Present.
Congressman Keene?
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Present.
Congressman Maker?
Here.
Congressman Potts?
Present.
Congresswoman Rebard?
Here.
Congresswoman Shaw?
Present.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Present.
Congressman Tillman?
Here.
Congressman Walker?
Here.
Speaker Pratt?
Here.
Assistant Chief Redcorn?
Present.
We have a quorum. All right, I can see myself in three places. I'm trying to figure out where to look. Okay, good morning, Chief. Next is the executive message from Principal Chief Douglas Goldenberg. Good morning, Chief.
Good morning, Madam Speaker, and good morning, Assistant Chief Redcorn, and members of the South Dakota State Congress, and also to our people that are coming in. I have it's a little bit longer than usual because a lot's going on, so I'm going to get right to it and say that the plans that we put together in March and April have relied upon the leadership, the employees, contractors, and the Osage people to carry them out. And it's no exaggeration to say we've been blessed to have each other. Because the need for the mutual support and communication that we experience has really brought forth the leadership that we need to move into these expectations of our people. And, excuse me. I think it's really important to see where we were and how far we've come. And we didn't let this virus derail all of our dreams for the future. And I really wish to congratulate everyone that's been involved these last 6 months. We've experienced some hard challenges since then, and I'm really pleased with the way everyone has responded to this adversity caused by this COVID pandemic. But nevertheless, there's been great harm that we've experienced to many of our people for their health. We've had lost some lives, not particularly to the COVID, but we've been going through some big losses in our tribe. And also, we've had some big losses in our economy and our financial situation. To make things uncertain, we still don't know what this virus may do in the future. And we don't know how the federal, state, and local governments are going to be reacting this next month or next year. So taking us back to March, we all recall that I had to declare a public health state of emergency within the Osage Nation. And we closed the government buildings to the public, and minimal staff worked on location. Most employees worked from home. The Osage Nation schools were closed. Osage casinos and hotels suspended operations. Today, some months later, we are operating in a new environment, and we're really sensitive to safety measures, such as social distancing and the wearing of face coverings. Working with our Wajaji Health Clinic, employees are regularly tested for COVID-19, and contact tracing procedures are being followed. At the Osage Casinos and Hotels, we opened back up in May with COVID safety protocols in place. This CEO session will see tough decisions from each member of this Congress on appropriations to meet the needs of the Osage people, not only in the next 12 months, but for many years to come. Decisions by this Congress at this session will have lasting impact as you measure the projected revenue and the requested funding. Even then, should there be a COVID virus surge and the vaccination program fail, the casino and other revenues could again stop. And this Congress and I would then meet to answer the questions our people will have, primarily the question of, what are we going to do? From March and continuing today, the financial impact of the COVID virus has been harsh. Last year, at this time, the Osage Casinos and Hotels had projected distributions to the Osage Nation Treasury for October 2019 through September of 2020 to be $49 million. This made up the bulk of the tribal fund for appropriation by the Osage Congress 1 year ago. But then in March, the COVID pandemic hit, and the $49 million, which was paid in to the Treasury at $4 million a month, came to a sudden halt. The $4 million became zero for the months of May, June, and July of this year, 2020. Efforts to recover were underway immediately, and we see August and September distributions have returned, but only at a 50% level. The total reduction in distribution to the Osage Nation from Osage casinos and hotels has been over $16 million during the past 6 months. This does not count the loss of casino and hotel revenue before the distribution to the Osage Nation treasurer. Because as you know, the gaming distribution to the nation comes after operating costs, capital commitments, and then all that goes into this multi-million dollar enterprise before they can determine how much will be distributed to the nation. The Osage Nation Gaming Enterprise Board, the Osage Congress, and the executive branch did respond to these challenges using all available resources. The drawdown from the permanent fund, use of the federal paycheck protection program, and many other measures have kept income at lower but manageable levels. Decisions were made to downsize the Osage government. Osage casinos and hotels also made downsizing adjustments. As a reminder to everyone, the number of employees in the Osage Nation government has remained about the same for the past 6 years, while during this same time, Osage constituents served by Osage Nation has more than doubled. The employees of Osage Nation have continued to work hard to deliver services to the people. We have seen these employees at work and how important they are to our nation. Despite all these difficulties, we have maintained full funding of our Osage Nation health card, our Medicare Plan F supplement, Medicare Part D prescription program, and our Osage Scholarship Fund. But further pressure is on us all to better qualify use of these funds. Health costs continue to grow everywhere at a rapid pace, and Osage Nation is no exception. Our burial assistance program meets part of the family needs, but for some of our traditional funerals, more is needed to relieve the financial stress which comes so suddenly. And the amounts of money needed, as we know, all of us, are a financial shock no grieving family member should endure, as the loss of a loved one is heavy already. And although our Higher Education Scholarship Fund has remained steady in funding needs, costs are rising and more requests for graduate and professional school funding have been heard. The Congress and executive must work together on these and other programs. During the past year, we did not have to join in the time-consuming and expensive gaming compact litigation that was involved with so many other tribes, and we were almost fully engaged because we followed a strategy of keeping close contact with the people and events in the lawsuit surrounding the court case. I met regularly with tribal leaders and attorneys from both sides. Our attorney general and the other contract attorneys for Osage Nation were on top of every move made, and we have more work ahead. But there is another battle coming. This one, a result of the recent court case of the Muscogee Creek Nation, where the United States Supreme Court ruled the Creek Reservation was never disestablished by their Allotment Act or other federal laws. Referred to as the McGirt case, it is a decision based on a criminal case. Several questions will have to be answered, including what will be the effect of the McGirt case on the Osage Nation versus Irby case, where the United States Supreme Court denied review of lower federal court decisions, which said the Osage Reservation has been disestablished. Another question is, what is the effect of the McGirt decision on jurisdiction issues outside of criminal law, such as regulatory and taxation jurisdiction? Although only one tribe, the Muscogee Creek Nation, is part of the McGirt lawsuit, the other four of the five civilized tribes see this case as applying to them. The effect of the McGirt case on Osage Nation can only be determined by further court decisions or federal legislation. This could have great benefit to the Osage Nation or bring great harm. We do know that the way Osage Nation handled the Osage Nation versus Irby case is a model of how not to do a case like this. This will be very difficult. And to tackle this issue, the Attorney General has a team of attorneys, which, in my opinion, are the best to take this challenge on for Osage Nation. The Attorney General and his team will be giving their report to this Congress this session. The Congress will receive other reports to support the regular budget requests submitted and reports from the COVID Task Force. The COVID Task Force coordinator, James Wygant, may give a general overview to the Congress. He can set the stage for the several COVID Task Force subcommittees. The details of the projects and their accounting will be presented, and your questions will have a response. The projects are many and include individual direct assistance, assistance to Osage-owned businesses, the meatpacking plant, Bird Creek Farms, the Osage Nation Ranch, broadband, language and culture, health equipment, mobile clinic, and many other projects. And I think you will be impressed with the projects you will hear about. I'm also happy to share that our fee to trust application on the lands for our new casinos and hotels in Pawhuska and Bartlesville have been approved and public notice has been published in the Federal Register. We are working with the Assistant Secretary of Indian Affairs to approve the final deeds for filing in federal, state, and Osage Nation land records. Our Osage Museum expansion is on track, and the meticulous planning will include conversations with Osage elders, historians, and leaders of our culture and language. The structural repair of the old agency superintendent house is completed and now needs the next phase of restoration. But like so many other projects, this must be put on hold, I believe. And I'm proposing we should see where matters stand in March of 2021 and what funds might be available at that time. If not, then we may have to wait until a year or longer. Projects on hold also include the purchase of the original Osage Council House, which is now Pawhuska City Hall. and the cost of a new school campus will have to wait, but we are looking at alternatives to address the space shortages. The development of Skyway 36 will have to rely on federal funding until at least next year. The Tall Chief Mansion in Fairfax is not completely owned by Osage Nation, but the project is still high up on the list of future plans. One major project for consideration by this Congress is not being put on hold unless the funding is not made available by Congress appropriation. The initial architectural engineering work for the new Wake and Iron Hall and Pawhuska Village Chapel has been completed. That project is ready to move forward now. Difficulties in acquisition for land for elderly housing in Fairfax and the expected delay has had a shift to meet immediate needs by building 5 new duplexes containing a total of 10 residences in existing open areas at Pawhuska Senior Housing. We have just started work on this project with much environmental, archaeological, engineering, and architectural work to do before bidding out the construction work next year. I understand the need for new housing in Fairfax, Hominy, and Skytooth, but we will have to use tribal funds for now as federal funds are not available like they were some years ago. We have heard from some Congress members about their interest in working on an assisted living center. An assisted living center will be a very large project, and there is a definite need for this. 6 months ago, I spoke to the Congress and said the Osage Nation would be strong and able to withstand the stresses ahead. We have done so. Today, you, the members of this Congress, gather to consider what resources of the Osage Nation will be used to support the budgets, projects, and needs presented to you. Wewena. Theatoa Kitchikombra. I want to say how much I appreciate the cooperation that all of you have been showing this last 6 months. And I can't tell you how different it is since the last election, in the levels of stresses here, although we're under so much pressure. It seems that we have a new spirit of cooperation, and it's really good to be part of it. And I want to thank you all who have been working with us. And we really have high hopes for the future of our people. And I'm really proud of so many of that next generation from me, how they've really stepped up. And it's really good to see. And I know our old folks have been really proud of what we've been doing. So anyway, Madam Speaker, that's all I have to say, and good luck. And if we can do anything, we're available 24/7.
Thank you, Chief. Thank you very much. For all your work. Next is the legislative message, and I was gonna remind everyone to mute yourself. I see caller 11 in, and just make sure that everyone is muted because there's a lot of background noises, but then don't forget to unmute yourself. So that happens a lot when it's time to speak. So thank you very much for your comments. Good morning, everyone. Kahika.
I'm on my phone.
Katie, can you please mute your phone? And Wajaji Nikaji, thank you all for being with us this morning. I appreciate all of you, Chief. I appreciate all your words and the update on so many things going on in the nation. I want to say thank you to you and your staff, your executive staff, the employees of the nation. And I know you spoke a lot about them, and they're so important, and all the work that they do is just everything of who we are and what we do and being here for our people. And it's, you know, great things that we are either able to put our people to work or take care of our people in the work that our people are doing. So it's a great thing that we're able to provide so much help for those in need. And it's just a wonderful thing, like you said, to be a part of. And so I just want to thank everyone involved, all the employees of the nation, our own legislative employees. Our staff has worked really hard and to get everything together and to help us keep moving forward. And this is a really trying time for us. And I remember being in New York when the first case in the United States was positive for coronavirus in a woman in Manhattan the day after my family and I left New York City. And it's just wild because, you know, when we went, seeing my children have, seeing so much of the world and everything going on, and it was just really cool to see their little eyes viewing the world in all its, you know, amazement and seeing all these people, all these different races of people and loving life and living it. And to think that when we returned, the world would look the way it does, and all the changes that we've had to make and adjust to since the end of February, early March of this year. So it's been a wild time for all of us. And I know that, I know it's also a slogan, but it's the truth. And, you know, we just keep telling each other, you know, people are like, why does everyone keep saying that? Well, because it's true. And we'll get through this together. And that's really is what it's taken, is doing this together and having, an appreciation for one another, an appreciation for life and what we do in mankind. And I'm just really proud to be a part of our nation and in our leadership, because I truly love our people, and as I know all my colleagues do. And so we have a lot of work ahead of us, and I just truly pray. When I say I pray for us, you know, I truly worry about everything we're doing and the best decisions that we can make for our people. And so I just can't thank my colleagues enough for all the work that they've done, and our people for understanding that we've had to make a lot of changes and we'll continue to have to, and we have a lot of hard decisions ahead of us. I thank Second Speaker Rebard and the budget analysts for all the work that they've been doing, our legal counsel, Mr. Gill, and the collaboration. And I know, Chief, you spoke about that and the communication and collaboration and and understanding that's gone on between our branches, because we truly know that's what it's going to take to move us forward. And it's, you mentioned a newfound spirit here, and I feel it. We understand that. We know it, and it feels good, and we need that, and to hold on to that, and to keep, again, the slogan, move forward together. We'll get through this together, and that's just never been more true than now. But, you know, with all the, I don't want to say chaos, but it's just been so busy, and I just keep reminding everyone, we're going to get through this. Let's just all calm down. Because in the 6 years that I've been with the Congress, it feels like this every time. So I'm like, wait a minute, this isn't a new feeling. it was trying times, but not necessarily a new feeling, because, you know, every session, every budgetary session, there's a lot to do. There's a lot to work through, but this now more than ever. But I just remember thinking that session after session throughout the years, and I just have to tell myself to remember that we always get through it, and we just work together, dig deep, and move forward. So again, I just want to thank my colleagues, and bear with us. We're having a little bit of, majority of Congress are online because we're having a few issues with the congressional chambers and offices at this time. They're doing following up with a little more work today. The air conditioner was down, and thank you, Chief, for declaring an emergency to get us rolling as quickly as possible. But we will keep working on that today and get an update, and I will put that out to the members. This session, our operating budgets are the priority, and you know that's kind of a given, but it's a reminder that that is what we have to take care of, and it's a lot to work through. There's been a little bit of change, and change takes a little bit of time to work through and see what's going on, but it change is also good. And so we're going to sit down together and work through this and listen to the appropriations committee meeting after this, where the appropriations chair, second speaker Rebard, and the budget analyst will go over the appropriations with us. In just a moment, I'm going to assign the sections of the bill to the committees. And that's how we're going to go. It's just the appropriations meeting today will be to discuss the overarching, how we're going to move forward and where we stand right now in appropriations. And then everyone's going to disperse into their committees throughout, and then we'll touch base with the appropriations committee maybe at the end of the week. Reminder that we are now on September 8th. We're used to beginning the session earlier, around the 3rd or so, but so it feels like we're a little more pressed for time because we're already into the 8th day of September now. So we'll be paying attention to the timeline, but just keep that in mind. We have lots of legislation that's been filed. I can only imagine that there are probably going to be more, but of course we have to focus on the operating budgets of the nation, and then we will tend to the other pending legislation as we can. We do need to pass the annual gaming plan of operations and a few others that need to be addressed. But just a reminder to the maybe some of the newer congressional members that that's what we have to tend to first before the other legislation can be addressed. So if some of you have some out there that like to get started on, we have to put that on the back burner for now. So I guess I'll end there, and I just wanted to make those reminders. I don't have my mask on right now. I just want to let the public know that we are, you know, wearing our masks. They're required in our building, but we are in totally separate rooms right now. So there's only a couple of us actually physically here. So just wanted to remind you of that. I've been on multiple White House coronavirus calls where Dr. Birx has presented, and she just keeps reminding. I don't know what all is put out in the news and the public, but I know I've heard her myself on multiple calls reminding everyone to wear masks and to social distance. And she keeps saying the things that she keeps saying is common sense measures, these common sense measures. And so I just want to remind people of that. We're doing the best that we can to protect one another and, you know, to protect those around us. So again, thank you everyone for all of the work that you've been doing and under time constraints and a lot of different circumstances. So I appreciate all that you do. Okay, thank you. Next, we will have reports of select committees. Congressman.
Yeah.
Keene.
The Rules Enforcement and Growth Committee met on September 1st. The final committee action was a due pass on 9 rules amendments. The yes votes were Keene, Big Horse, and Good Fox. We moved to amend Congressional Rule 4.21. Amendment number 2 was Congressional Rule 4.23. Amendment number 3 was Congressional Rule 4.24. Amendment number 4 was Congressional Rule 4.29. Amendment number 5 was Congressional Rule 5.21. Amendment number 6 was Congressional Rule 5.132. Amendment number 7 was Congressional Rule 6.311. Amendment number 8 was Congressional Rule 6.32. And the final amendment was concerning Rule 7.53. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Have those been sent out to... Have you sent that?
Yes, those were in the attachment on the email for the agenda today.
Okay, all right, there it is. Okay, just making sure that everyone has a copy of that. And then I would suggest whenever you would be thinking of moving on that you just remind everyone ahead of time that you're going to be moving today, so that I just remind them to make sure that they look over them. That helps.
Okay,
thank you. Next is introductions of bills and resolutions. Are there any bills or resolutions to be introduced today? Congress or
Speaker
Weaver?
Yes, I'd like to read in the following bills, please. Owen 2072.
Hold on 1 second. Second speaker.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, who is this?
This is Clint.
Hi, Clint. Good morning. Can you please, this is Angela, could you please mute? Second Speaker Rebard is in the middle of introducing legislation.
Oh, sorry. It didn't call me back. Yeah, I'll mute.
Thank you. Okay, second speaker. Sorry about that.
Good morning. I'd like to read in ONCA 2072 that would provide an appropriation to the Village Committee in the amount of $320,000. I'd like to read in ONCA 20-73 to provide an appropriation to the Minerals Council in the amount of $216,547. I'd like to read in ONCA 20-74, an act to provide an appropriation to the judicial branch in the amount of $549,427. I'd like to read in ONCA 2075, an act to provide an appropriation to the legislative branch in the amount of $2,023,433. And I'd like to read in ONCA 20-76 to provide an appropriation to the executive branch in the amount of $48,065,630. And I'd like to make a motion to move and waive the rules to amend the agenda and to place ONCA 2072, 2073, 2074, 2075 and 2076 on first reading on today's agenda.
Second, this is Brandy.
Motion's made and seconded to suspend the rules and modify the agenda to place these bills on first reading on today's agenda. All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Okay, motion passes. They will now appear on first reading. Second speaker, could you please repeat 72 for me?
Okay. ONCA 2072 is to provide an appropriation to the village committees in the amount of $300,020.
Great, thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay, now we are on bills and resolutions on first reading. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I'd like to read ONCA 2045, an act to amend ONCA 1439 to revise the definition of benefits to disallow elected officials from receiving cash payments when they elect to decline health insurance coverage and to establish an alternate effective date. ONCA 2046, an act to establish a plan in Osage law for replenishing the Osage Nation Permanent Fund by fiscal year 2026 and to establish an alternate effective date. ONCA 2047, an act to authorize and appropriate $180,000 to the Osage Nation Foundation to be administered and distributed as donations and arts matching grants and to establish an alternate effective date. ONCA 2048, an act to authorize and appropriate $500,000 to the Burial Assistance Fund and to establish an alternate effective date. ONCA 2049, an act to authorize and appropriate $20,000 to the appointed special advocates of Osage and Pawnee counties as a grant to benefit members of the Osage Nation and the community and to establish an alternate effective date. ONCA 2050, an act to authorize and appropriate $500,000 to the executive branch for legal fees relating to the gaming compact litigation and to establish an alternate effective date. ONCA 2051, an act to establish minimum standards to benefit Osage Nation employees in the work environment and to establish an alternate effective date. ONCA 2052, an act to authorize and appropriate $626,180 to the Head Start and Matching Grant Fund for Head Start and to establish an alternate effective date. ONCA 2053, an act to authorize and appropriate $4,300,000 to the Osage Nation Member Health Benefit Fund for Osage members 65 years of age and older and to establish an alternate effective date. ONCA 2054, an act to authorize and appropriate $8,750,000 to the Osage Nation Health Benefit Fund for Osage members under 65 years of age or the Osage Nation Health Benefit Fund. Section. Also like to read ONCA 2055.
Also like to read ONCA 2055.
An act to authorize and appropriate $20,000 regional gathering fund and to establish an alternate effective date. ONCA 2056, an act to require all political contributions made on behalf of the Osage Nation to be funded, administered, and awarded by the Political Contributions Committee. ONCA 2057, an act to authorize and appropriate $8 million to the Higher Education Scholarship Fund and to establish an alternate effective date.
Speaker, this is Stabler.
I couldn't get myself to unmute. All right, thank you, Congressman Potts. Congresswoman Stabler.
Thank you. I'd like to read in ONCA 2064, an act to amend Chapter 2 of Title 6 of the Criminal Code on crimes against persons and to establish an alternate effective date. Also like to read in ONCA 2065, an act to authorize and appropriate $1,720,000 for the Capital Asset Fund for the Wake and Iron Chapel in the Pahuska Indian Village and to establish an alternate effective date. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Second speaker.
Yes, I'd like to read in ONCA 20-66, an act to amend the Osage Nation Higher Ed Fund Act, the definition of a student in good standing, and to establish an alternate effective date.
Madam Speaker.
Speaker, Congressman Potts, go ahead.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I'd like to read in ONCA 2067, an act to amend the Osage Nation Gaming Reform Act of 2007 at 14 ONCA Section 12105C, 1, to make the annual plan of operations due on or about August 15th of each year and to establish an alternate effective date. ONCA 2068, an act to amend the Economic Development Fund at 10 ONC Section 1102, to authorize small business loans out of the fund to Osage-owned businesses and to establish an alternate effective date. ONCA 2069, an act to appropriate $250,000 to the Economic Development Fund for small business loans and to establish an alternate effective date. ONCA 2070, an act to establish a compensation commission to recommend adjustments to the compensation of elected officials for the Osage Nation Congress and to establish an alternate effective date. ONCA 2071, an act to repeal 15 ONC Section 1A112 that allows expenditure of non-tribal revenue without an appropriation and to establish an alternate effective date. ONCR 2020, a resolution to request the implementation of a recycling program for all Osage Nation facilities or have a recycling program explored and findings reported.
Thank you, Congressman.
This is Alice.
Can you hold on one second, please, Congresswoman? Yeah. Second speaker, Rebard.
Yes, ma'am. I would like to read in ONCA 2072, an act to provide an appropriation to the village committee funds in the amount of $300,020 for FY21. I'd like to read in ONCA 20-73 to provide an appropriation to the Minerals Council for fiscal year 2021 in the amount of $216,547. I'd like to read in ONCA 20-74, an act to provide an appropriation to the judicial branch for FY21 in the amount of $549,427. I'd like to read in ONCA 20-75, an act to provide an appropriation to the legislative branch for FY21 in the amount of $2,023,433. I'd like to read in ONCA 20-76, an act to provide an appropriation to the executive branch for FY21 in the amount of $48,065,630. Thank you, Speaker.
Thank you, Second Speaker. Congresswoman Goodbox.
Reading in ONCR 2025, a resolution declaring congressional consent and approval of the Osage Nation Gaming Enterprise Board's annual plan of operation for fiscal year 2021.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Reading ONCR 2026, a resolution to establish a commission to study and report its findings on the issue of districting for the election of representatives. Thank you, Madam Speaker.
Thank you, Congressman. Okay, I'm going to go down the legislation for assignment. Just remind maybe the newer members of Congress that you can challenge whether the challenge the assignments if you would like to by motion. However, I just wanted to let you know ahead of time that some of the legislation that has typically fallen under one committee may not be there this time. I was trying to spread a little bit of the work to other committees because I know that a lot goes into GovOps when it can also be placed in others. So just wanted to give you a heads up on that. When we get to the executive branch bill, I will assign the assigned by section. Okay, so you will need to take down your sections. Okay, ONCA 2045, assigned to appropriations. ONCA 2046, appropriations. 2047, government operations. ONCA 2048, health and social services. ONCA 2049, appropriations. ONCA 2050, government operations. ONCA 2051, government operations. ONCA 2052, education. ONCA 2053, health and social services. ONCA 2054, health and social services. ONCA 2055, government operations. ONCA 2056, appropriations. ONCA 2057, education. ONCA 2064, government operations. ONCA 2065, culture. ONCA 2066, education. ONCA 2067, commerce, gaming, and land. ONCA 2068, appropriations. ONCA 2069, appropriations. ONCA 2070, government operations. ONCA 2071, appropriations. ONCA 2072, culture. ONCA 2073, government operations. ONCA 2074, government operations. ONCA 2075, government operations. And ONCA 2076. I'm just going to read the section numbers. Okay. Section 8, Office of the Attorney General Appropriation, Government Operations. Actually, it would be easier if I just read just the number. So I'm going to read just the number. So Government Operations, you have Sections 8, 16, 20, 21, 23, 40, 42, 45, 46, 55, and 57. Commerce, gaming, and land, 9, 22, 29, 30, 39, 49, 50, 53, and 54, 58, and 59, and 65. Culture, 12 and 13, 35, 41, 44, 47, and 56. Membership, 43. Education, 14 and 15, 17, 34, and 61, 62, 63, and 64. So 61 through 64. Health and Social Services, 10, 11, 18, 19, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 31, 32, and 33, 36, 37, 38, 48, 51, 52, and 60. And that should be all of them. I will double check that again here in just a little bit. If anything was missed, I will correct that in the morning, but I believe that should be all of them. Okay, we are now in motions and notices.
Speaker.
Second speaker, Rebar.
Yes, I'd like to let everybody know that the Appropriations Committee meeting will be meeting right after session, and I would like to meet at 11:30. Okay.
Thank you. I want to remind everyone that I will also send this out via email. In the event that anybody missed it or just need a reminder, I will push all the sections out via email. Okay, who was?
Speaker Pratt, this is the clerk.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you need to assign 25 and 26?
Say again, there's a lot of feedback. Thank
you. You need to assign ONPR 25 and 26 to a committee, please.
Okay. Let me back up. ONCR 2025 is Commerce, Gaming, and Land, and ONCR 2026 is Government Operations. Thank you, clerk. Okay. Appropriations has been noticed. Congressman Big Horse.
Yes, Madam Speaker, thank you. Government Operations Committee meeting will be today at 1 o'clock to 2:50. And shortly following, we'll have a cultural meeting from 3 to 4:50.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. Congresswoman Lemon?
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Good morning, everyone. It's good to hear and see everybody. Health and Social Services Committee meeting is scheduled today from 5 until 6:30 p.m. Thank you, Madam Speaker.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Reminder that, again, we'll check on the situation with the building and get the all clear for whoever's able to make it in person, but for now, you will need to remember the chairs will need to contact the employees or director of operations, whoever it is that might need to be on the call for your committees. Be sure to please notify them if you need assistance with that. Contact, get with the clerk, but she does not know who it is that needs to be there specifically, so you'll need to send those notices out yourself, but please CC the clerk. But just a reminder that everyone will need to call in or be sent the go-to link for now until we're able to hold meetings in person again. Okay, is there anything else?
Speaker, this is second speaker. I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
I had said that appropriations could meet at 11:30, but it looks like we're only scheduled until noon?
Yes.
Is that correct? So can we move that up to 11:15?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay,
thank
so
you.
11:15, clerk, will we utilize the same go-to?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so everyone, please just stay on this or call back to the place for the appropriations meeting at 11:15. Okay. All right, if there's nothing else, then I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll move.
Second.
Until tomorrow at 10 a.m.
So moved until tomorrow at 10 a.m.
All right, thank you. Second, please.
Second.
All right, all those in favor to adjourn until tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Please.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
No. All right, we are adjourned until 10. Thank you. Do you think someone was knocking on the door back here?